that when that bass hits, that fucking gets me going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 110 of Knucklin' High School Podcast. Today is our special Mother's Day edition of this podcast, and it's the best and worst mothers in pop culture for our main topic today.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of cool things to cover. Before we get into the any of that, let's get the housekeeping really quick. Patreon.com/IWEP Network, or just head over to IWEPnetwork.com and follow all of our shows that we got going on there. There's a lot of fun things, interviews with everyday people, Not Cool in High School, then there's the variants that are coming. Not Cool in High School Horror should be next Friday. I think we're shooting sometime next weekend, because this weekend you work and then next weekend you're off, or this weekend you're off.
Weekend, yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll record something. Our next one's going to be the movie Carrie, which is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk the movie Carrie. Bang & Bears podcast. We have one this Sunday. This Thursday is a Tornado Tag episode. So we have a lot of fun things. We want to welcome our brand new podcast from the Body Slams Podcast Network. They're going to join us. They have three wrestling shows they're bringing on board, and that's going to start very, very soon. You can check them out over on the brand new website, on the website, as well as the link tree, and get all that information. The Patreon, we got our shout outs out of the way here. So Ryan Vox from Outbreak Wrestling, David S, Brett Squared from the Cake Stand in Monty City, Bridget M, Andrew H from Bang & Beers Podcast, Greg R, who I just met in person, not at a show. Never met him before ever. And he was like, "Hey, I'm Greg from the Patreon." And I was like, "That's fucking sick." So thank you, Greg, for the support. And that means so much. Heidi, for you over there.
That's me.
You. Ryan G from the Fueled by Haas Podcast, Kelly from Crystal Mountain Healing and the Truth Behind Illusion, Tommy B, the Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, over in Ringtown, Pennsylvania. Go follow them at Tree of Life Shop at all social media. Brad Z, Higher Than Other Words Podcast. And that's going to do it. We lost one, but it's all right. You know, times are tough. I'm even just thankful we have the people supporting that we have now.
Yeah.
If you can support, like I said, you can do a dollar. Some of these episodes have 200, 300 people who watch it. 300 people do a dollar a month, man. That helps. I can get us some equipment. We can do some fun things. But that's all I got. Just the housekeeping. Just head over to IWEPnetwork.com. We did change our merch page. Teespring has been a fucking nightmare. Every single time I try to upload something new, it just keeps giving me errors. And if you ever worked on Teespring, it takes a long time to put everything in the system and then size it and put it where you need to be, and then the colors and the price. So every time you go to do all that for it to give you an error, you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I do the duplicate thing, which is probably not what you're supposed to do, but it makes it easier because I'm going to duplicate the same prices, same colors, same t-shirts. I'm just going to change the logo.
Yeah.
And it just does not work. So I gave up on it. I'm sick of it. Now there's some items on that thing I do really like. I do like the fact you can do pint glasses and fanny packs. So if you really want those items, we can maybe figure something out.
Yeah.
But of right now, we're just going to go with Redbubble. And I'm not sure how I feel about the site yet. I ordered three t-shirts. I think shirts are like $20, but I think I'm going to lower them. We'll make less money, but we'll keep it around the same price points as the last website. It's a lot harder to do the prices on this one. So let me know what you guys think. But I did order three shirts. The cool thing about these shirts is they're already pre-shrunk. Oh. So if you're like me and you get an extra large and then you wash it, and then someone over here does her magical spells on it to shrink it like Alice in Wonderland, and now I have a belly shirt. I don't like that. That bums me out. So these are pre-shrunk shirts, so I'm going to test them out, and I have three new ones. Older logos for the podcast will be up there very soon. We did upload all of the variants, and then we did the Rocco and the Rugrats.
Okay.
So we will put the rest of them up there very, very soon. But that's all I got for housekeeping. Let's go through some news. What do you got, Anthony?
First thing, and this actually just happened a couple hours ago, that Netflix is... that may have ads by the end of 2022.
What is that?
So
they also may have a video game service.
Yeah,
they're talking about.
I don't know how that's.
They might add ads like,
yeah, but
like
commercials. You're paying.
So my theory is they're going to keep your price point for zero ads and then give you a lesser price point or a free version, just because they're hemorrhaging right now. They're losing people like crazy.
I wonder if it's going to be like kind of what Vudu does, where they have, it's not necessarily like it. I mean, Vudu you have to pay for in general, like across the board.
Yeah.
But they have free things on there that have ads for certain periods of time where it just becomes free.
You can like watch a movie and like, hey, in this movie, you're going to have three commercials.
Yeah. So maybe they'll do something like that where, like how you were saying, where if you want a lesser price point, maybe it blocks out, like, let's just say horror, right?
Yeah.
if you have the lesser price point, you really only get like comedy and drama, let's say. And the other ones you have to watch with ads if you, you know.
Yeah. Everett Lee hanging out with us says, what's up, guys? Watching you from YouTube and Facebook. Giving us a double view.
Nice. Awesome.
What a sweet guy. I was just on his podcast. So go check out the Everett Lee Show. I was just on there talking all things podcast. So go give him some support and show him some love. Yeah, thank you on the YouTube side. I don't know the future of Facebook. And every single day I go on and I'm like, I just want to delete it. Like, I'm over it. I just want to jump and just get out of the social media game. I'm trying to get better with posting, but it just like I'm burnt out. What's the posting on social media? But so if you are watching on Facebook, I definitely recommend to go over and follow us on YouTube or the audio only platforms, because the way Facebook's going, they just deleted podcasts off there starting very soon. Like, you can't upload your podcasts, like the audio. And then every time you put an outside link on their site to promote it
like block,
they hide your they don't let people see your post.
Yeah.
So if they're not allowing podcasters to have their own platform on their site, but if we post our podcast link, you're going to ban it unless we pay you. So fuck you. I'm over Facebook, and it sucks, man, because it's hard enough to get people to support it because you're not famous and you're not like fucking Joe Rogan or somebody else, you know what I mean? And you're just a guy trying to make it in an independent podcast game.
Yeah.
And people don't give a shit, and now Facebook's in a and then social media works against you even more because you're not paying them. It's like,
well,
it sucks.
You know, this is an opportunity for the podcast community to team up against Facebook and make their own platform where it's like Facebook, but not.
I have a dollar. I can pitch to that.
I'm just saying, like, as a whole, like, there's tons and tons of podcasts out there.
Or what people can do is just circumvent the whole system and actually share each other's shit and stop sharing fucking dumb famous, like, making dumb people famous. Let's stop sharing the Island Boys fucking sparring each other and laughing at them. Because all we're doing, every time you share their stuff or give them a view, you're making them money. Because Facebook says, wow, 16 million people watched it just to make fun of them. We have to write them a check now because they're monetized. So good job, everybody. You're helping feed that monster.
Yeah. And like, people who put like actual work into things, like on the creative side, like, you could have the world's greatest film that you've ever seen, and it's like an independent film. You put it on Facebook, no one will watch it, but 16 million people will watch somebody get slapped in the face. Mm-hmm. And be like, why?
Yeah, it makes you feel great as a content creator.
Yeah.
Speaking of great films, Doctor Strange 2 scores the 10th biggest worldwide opening ever.
It was phenomenal.
The fifth biggest Marvel. We literally just got back from seeing it. No spoilers. We're not going to get into any of that. I will say this, directed by Sam Raimi, and you can tell.
Yeah, you can totally tell.
And it was done very, very well. So definitely go check that out.
If you're not a horror fan, you may not like it. Just like of the vibe of...
Oh yeah, and if you're an Evil Dead fan, you're gonna love it.
Yeah.
Here's something you were talking about on the way up. Doctor Strange 2 viewers were debating whether it should have been an R-rated movie. It flirted with it.
Yeah, it did. There was some stuff in there that
there's like... some gruesome deaths. Wow. Like, usually Marvel kind of cuts away or doesn't really show you when things are about to happen. Not this movie. So be prepared for that. You might have to talk to your kids a little before. we all know how terrible it is talking to your children. We'll get into that on the Mother's Day episode. we might throw some shade today. What else we got here? News. Anthony, you got one?
Apple is finally discontinuing the iPod Touch after more than 20 years.
That
it took them. Wait, I thought it was done.
No,
they were still making them.
Is it weird that, like,
I kind of want one?
We live in a day and a time where a product is made and it's so big, but now that same product that's so big is literally an app. Like, that what we paid $400 for is literally a feature or an app inside of a phone now.
Well, I kind of want one now. Like, to have like the last round of it, because I have obviously I've had previous ones, but I'm just kind of like,
I was actually talking to somebody in my personal life that they work for a government building, and a lot of people who work in government buildings, like high security buildings, they clamor for iPods because
you're not allowed to have your phone,
you're not allowed to have phones, or you're not allowed to have electronic devices that connect to the internet or have any frills. So to find just a decent working program that you can upload your music to and take into a building that you're not allowed to have that stuff is not easy to come by. So people will go nuts for old school good MP3 players.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's something to think about there.
So can you still get them?
And
it's just like when they're gone, they're
gone. Your local pawn shop.
No, I didn't know if like their site.
I feel like they still
have them.
I'm going to look
like
up,
until they're
I'm curious.
Sold out, maybe.
Yeah, I guess until they run out, then that'll be it then.
Oh, Mama Cabana in the house.
Yeah.
You're going to come up on top. No, I'm joking.
Movie star.
Yeah, movie star. Yeah. She's in pop culture. All right, what else we got here?
Gotham Knights for PS4 and Xbox One versions got canceled.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, I think that wave is coming. It's definitely coming.
I wasn't expecting that one to be the first one to do that, where they're just doing PlayStation 5 and Xbox type thing. So I'm kind of intrigued by that. So that means they better be putting more work into it.
As of 3 hours ago, EA has dropped the name, the FIFA license off their video game. So now it's just going to be called EA Sports FC Football Club. I guess they're still going to have all the FIFA teams, but to use the FIFA name was like $1 billion a year.
Wow. Holy cow.
Yeah. And I think
FIFA said something about like they might make their own game anyway.
Yeah. Because they're kind of pissed off how bad that, like FIFA was one of the most sought after sports video games every year. And it has gotten worse. And fans have really, really clamored to be like, fix it or make something better. American football fans haven't gotten to that point yet. They're still clamoring for it, but nobody's making the that. What do we got here? Buff hanging out. What is Buff the stuff? I have a Zoom. I had a Zoom and it fucking broke like a month in.
A Zoom.
It was a Microsoft version of the iPad.
Oh.
It was huge. It was a big brick and it just stopped working.
I did look it up. You can still get it, the iPod Touch, on their website. You can get a 32 gig for $200, 128 gig for $300, and 256 for $400.
On their website?
On their website, yeah. And it comes in space gray, silver, pink, blue, gold, and the product red.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, and then a little bit of last news here and we'll move on. Have you been following, I'm only looking at you here because these two are fucking pointless with this. have you been following any of the rumors for the possible new acquisitions coming for video game consoles?
I follow that all the time. What are you talking about?
One of them is going to be a big deal for you.
Why?
Remember the rumor I said months and months and months ago on the Harry podcast Potter. And everyone said I was crazy that WB is going to be selling with their franchise tag. So like if you buy WB, you're getting for Harry Potter. You're getting everything they a part of that.
Sure. So we're getting Harry Potter.
That's up for sale. People and but here's the problem. Sony has the money to get things.
Mm-hmm.
But are they willing to spend the money to do this? And right now there's a huge rumor that Sony rather pay the money to make the game exclusive for a time period than buy an entire studio. But there's rumors that Square Enix and Sony might be merging. But Sony might buy Square Enix. A lot of these things, everyone's saying, oh, maybe Microsoft will buy it. But Microsoft's kind of stuck in this thing right now where they're trying to prove that their most recent one is not a monopoly before they buy anything else. So that might put this in a little bit of a limbo. But when the WB rumors got hot, the rumor was Xbox and then just disappeared. And that's kind of what happened with the Bethesda. Everyone's like, Bethesda might be for sale. And then it just disappeared. Mm-hmm. And then a year and a half later, it was like Xbox bought Bethesda. So right now, Xbox is doing the acquisition. It's still pending for Blizzard and Activision. That's going through. WB is for sale and all their studios, as well as Ubisoft is supposedly up to sell off their company too, which would be pretty insane. So there's two huge video game properties and that have multiple studios that are pretty much saying like, somebody wants us, the ticket's out there, you can buy us. So
great.
I would personally love Ubisoft to go to Xbox because that's one of the game franchises I buy every year, Assassin's Creed. So if I can not have to pay another $60 a year for Far Cry and those games, Assassin's Creed, I'm all for it.
Nintendo's going to buy it.
I was going to say that actually, that Nintendo would buy one of those. I don't know. That'd be kind of a twist that no one would expect them to do it.
How pissed would you be if you're WB and you're like, hey, you got bought by Nintendo. And you're like, oh, cool. So all of our work that we put in towards games, we have to like go backwards on because Nintendo won't make a high power system
for the Wii now. Yeah.
But then here's the thing. They can collaborate with Mario and do like Batman stuff with Mario characters.
Yeah, but once again, like they just got Arkham City to play on the Switch.
I don't want to throw a batarang at Mario and have him fall down a pipe.
Yeah.
No, what if Mario was like a Batman type character and did?
If you're on the Wi-Fi, you have to jump off. Yeah, I don't know. Anyone can get it. And supposedly they're
anyone.
Anybody. So there's rumors that other people may go out and buy it just to say they have it and get the video game. Like it might not even be a console person.
Interesting.
Like a console thing. But are you on the Wi-Fi?
Oh, I'm not anymore.
Okay. Because we're getting the low bar thing, which I have no idea what's going on.
I don't understand.
All right. Anything else you guys want to cover before we move on?
No.
No.
Not news-wise, anyway.
No personal news you just want to get out there? Anything you want to talk about?
No, not particularly.
I'm not trying to, like, fish anything out of you. I'm just asking.
There's something I want to talk about, but it's more of like a plug thing later.
Yeah, I don't really have anything. I mean, Firestarter comes out on Friday. I'm excited.
Yeah, so Heidi did not go with us on our field trip today.
Yeah. We did go to Cold Stone.
We did go to Cold Stone.
It's right down the street.
It was really good, too. It was really expensive. It's expensive because the ingredients are that good. That's what the guy told me.
Yeah. No, they make fresh ice cream. Ice cream, yeah. And you get a little show because they make it and, like, scoop it around.
See it.
Yeah.
Bo says I want a Mario game that plays like L.A. Noire. And then I have to track down the princess. Actually,
that'd be cool.
I'm into that. Let's make that happen.
I don't know what that is. I know the cover.
L.A. Noire was the game that like they did facial scans for, so you can pretend like try to tell if they're lying, and then like it didn't work out all the time, so the character would be like this.
Oh,
because the facial tracking wasn't the best of the time. All right, well, let's get into our topic. Good and bad moms in pop culture. If there's one that you guys are thinking of, you guys are girls, sorry, I don't mean to put it out there for everybody. And if anyone out there thinking of a character or somebody from pop culture that you think we missed or we should talk about, please put them in the chat or agree or disagree with us in the chat when we make our picks. Yeah. So the first couple ones we're going to go through here, we may be torn on if one side thinks they're a good mom or a bad mom. And we're going to learn about how we feel a mother should be, right? We're going to kind of maybe use real life experiences or what we pull that we think is good and bad. So it's going to be very interesting to see where we all lie here because it may be different. I'm pretty excited. This is going to be fun. And we did drop the whole mother, the Smasher Pass segment. We're going to drop that. Yeah.
Thank you. That's weird.
Yeah. It was popular on TikTok. I thought I might run that trend. And I was like, I don't care. I'm sure there's a few moms on here I'm gonna make oogly eyes at, but sorry, it's just gonna happen. But the first mother,
turn me down a little, you're loud,
your headphones are probably loud.
Yeah, turn them. All right, no, you're loud.
I am loud. Sorry, I'm trying to put enthusiasm. Not everyone talks like they talk.
Enthusiastic and not scream.
No, you have to be happy.
I'm super excited to be here.
I'm very happy to
be like
here.
A talk show host where you like walk around with a microphone. Be super loud. Everything you say.
Ooh, Buff says Pamela Voorhees is a saint. Maybe to be continued here.
Maybe.
All right. Let's go with our first mom here.
So we're just going to put them all out. We're not going to like we usually do.
I kind of set it up so everyone has a sharp turn. That's kind of why I did that at the beginning when we were off air and I showed you and you weren't paying attention.
I was paying attention.
Okay. Anyway, first mom, a few of us, I think two of us picked this. Maybe we'll go around and say who picked this mom.
Okay.
But the first one up.
Just everybody raise your hand.
Yeah. Well, you might not have to be able to do that because people...
they can't hear you.
Some people will listen and also it's going to take up the screen, so they're not going to hear you.
Oh, right.
First mom, it's going to be Kevin McAllister's mother,
Kate
from
McAllister.
Home Alone 1 and 2. Now, we are not going to hold it against her that she's been a bad mom in multiple movies.
Like this every movie, I think.
This is just for Home Alone.
Yeah.
So, who picked? I personally picked her.
I
so
picked her.
Three of us out of four. Picked Mrs. McAllister as a bad mom. For you, we'll start with you, Anthony. What makes her a bad mom?
Well,
besides the obvious.
In the first movie, she checks to see if the kids are in the car, like the van. She doesn't realize that one of the kids got out of the van and was not even her kid to begin with. And you think because that kid is the troublemaker,
sure,
you would think that the kid, that it was too quiet.
Yeah.
That they would turn around.
Okay, but let me throw this at you. It's Christmas. It's busy time. You know what it's like going to an airport. It's crazy. You just want to get in and out. You don't care what's happening around you. Load the kids. Load the car. Go.
I don't know.
I'm not.
You should check on all your kids.
I'm not saying she's a great mom.
Especially because
I'm not also
before,
saying she's a horrible mom.
I can't.
What qualifies her for you as a bad mom?
She forgot her kid twice. Like. Not just once, like that's bad enough, but two times. Like the second time we go on vacation, I'm strapping that kid to me. I'm making sure, like he's sitting on my lap. Like I'm making sure we don't forget him again.
Are you ready for me to get
and
personal?
She always yells at him. He's always the bad kid, even though he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
He
just wants cheese pizza.
Yeah, and they're all mean. And she clearly doesn't see the other kids being mean. Like Buzz is a fucking asshole.
Yeah,
and she's just like, I don't see this. Why are you so bad?
They're all cruel to him.
Yeah,
they all the aunts and the uncles all peg him as the worst kid.
Like the one uncle literally calls him out and goes, "Uncle Frank, you little jerk."
Yeah, and no one.
What did you do?
Telling him he wishes I'd never been born. Like saying your
whole family.
Like they tell him that he's like a disease. It's like,
and they all just like, yeah, say that. Scene where they like where they lose the passport or whatever. Was it? That's the first one. Is it the first one? They lose his passport.
That's the first one?
Yeah, because they don't know. They don't realize he's missing. So, first of all, how do you fucking throw it away? Like, clearly you picked up something other than just milk. But also, they just stop while everyone around the room roasts him and they just let it go.
Yeah.
No, that was also a mistake on their part. Why would you leave all the passports on the kitchen table with cups filled with milk and everything else?
First of all, what kind of monsters make kids drink milk with fucking pizza?
I mean, I guess some people do.
That family should lose all of those children.
But, they did it on purpose because they wanted to drink it so it didn't spoil while they were gone.
Still,
that's why.
Disgusting.
Because she says that. She's like, drink the milk. So it's
disgusting.
Spoil.
Yeah, but leaving
everyone,
really
everyone wake
either.
Up and no. Eat a bowl of cereal. Don't eat fucking pizza with milk.
Like, I
would say one of the kids was like, he was drinking Pepsi, and that's the one that pees the bed.
Yeah.
So that kid got Pepsi, but Kevin McAllister's drink fucking
milk.
Well,
that's the cousin, right? That's the cousin.
Yeah.
Uncle Frank's a piece of shit.
Yeah, so that's my problem. I don't even I don't even care enough that they left him not once but twice. But the fact that the mother just sits back and watches her kid get tortured by the entire family every single time they get together, and then when he finally gets the confidence to like stick up and be like, "No, you guys are scumbags. You're the worst kid ever. Lock him in the attic."
Bad?
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what?
If it didn't
pan out that way,
F that mom and the whole family.
It wouldn't be called Home Alone.
Right.
It would be the sweet life.
I made
whatever it was. Like, I went on vacation this holiday or something.
If here's a realistic thing about it. If those burglars never tried to kill him,
like, what would have happened?
I think he's dope just living by himself. Like, I think they would eventually came home and he's like, oh,
I've been here for days.
But like, I got the groceries. I did all the stuff.
He's
pretty
efficient,
dude. I conquered my fear of the basement. I'm
the guy with the shovel.
I'm not afraid of him.
Me and the dude and the shovel are cool. Like, I can live in this house as long as they don't send a bill. I'm good. You know what I mean? And then they come home from vacation, and he's just like, "Oh, I thought you fuckers were gone."
I have to say one thing, just because this always bothers me. The phones went out. That's what was happening.
There's a huge loophole there.
The
yes.
phones went out. So they say to her, like, Bell Atlantic, like, they're not going to fix it right away. It's going to take a while, a few days. She's like, we're leaving. It doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. But people, they're calling the neighbors. They can't call the house, but they're calling the neighbors.
Answering machines.
Okay. Though, to be fair, that happens sometimes in hometown, where half of hometown
across the street from you is still,
yes,
you're on the
really?
Same line.
I understand, but it makes no sense.
Okay,
like,
but that's hometown.
I have wires underground.
That's
and
not these fancy neighborhoods.
And
I got another one for you. He goes and calls the cops when he comes out of the treehouse.
Okay, but I've also dealt with the people that do electronic stuff with phones and stuff, and sometimes they're idiots. They just say, oh, it's down. Yeah, it's down.
We're not going to fix it because it's the holidays.
She was kind of hard on Kevin and the rest of the family because he was the youngest. I can speak from experience. But he wasn't the youngest. The pissed kid was younger.
No, but he's in the
youngest kid.
The cousin.
Callister
he's
house.
Like, yeah, he's the cousin.
What was this? It was the 90s. She probably took 2-4 Valium, drank a bottle of wine, and even got in the car. Yeah, you're probably right there, Buff. Yeah. All right.
It seems right for her characters in general.
Yeah.
Oh, when he looks at the camera and goes, I made my family disappear.
You felt that in your soul, Dan.
There's been many nights where I went upstairs after being smacked across the face with a wooden spoon and said, boy, I wish these people would disappear. And then I got older and just not.
Kevin McAllister, you are.
I didn't go to as many family functions. So.
Why don't you come?
The poster child for birth control decided to take this year off. I figured you guys would be all right without me. All right. This is where we're going to have a debate. This was two people picked this one, but I didn't realize it until we went through the lineup. One has her as a bad mom, one has her as a good mom. So it's. Mom. It's just mom from the Christmas story.
Yep. Mother.
Mother. So, Anthony, you said bad mom here.
Yeah. There's many ways that you can punish a child without having it to be like scarring them for life, like putting soap in your mouth. Like, let's say you want to see, like, eat something red, like candy or something. That will probably keep you away from that or something. Like, that's not going to be good.
Now, think of the timeline here.
I know for the time, it probably was. Not
normal.
Terrible.
I feel like Pepper would have still been a better alternative than the bar. Yeah.
I think the bar and the soap amount is not as bad as what that's most what kids did back in then, that though. Time went through. Like,
sure,
the dad not... just like close fist alcohol.
Well,
punched
that's why
him
she didn't
his...
tell the dad.
Yeah,
because she knew that's what would happen. There but still, the soap is pretty nasty. Yeah.
But out of the choices that she had,
just put him in timeout.
Less.
Okay.
Yeah, put him in timeout.
So is that one of the only deciding factors for you of makes her a bad mom? What else makes her a bad mom?
Well, when she's getting like the little brother to eat, like she's making him act like an animal to get him to eat his food.
I think that's a good mom. She knows how to. I won't go to my opinion set. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Like she's kind of pushing, like keeps like asking the question, like saying it to him, like you should really eat that. You should really eat that. You know, you should eat that. What do the pickies do? Oh yeah, you should eat that. By the way, because there's like starving people or whatever somewhere.
It's guilt.
Like, yeah, it's like a guilt trip. Like,
yeah, and she's like baby talk. Like I don't know. I don't like that either. It was weird. She's like coddling him instead of just being like, look, you don't want to eat, then you starve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
All right. So I'm going to say good mom. All right. I don't think either one of them are horrible for the time. I think in the time they could have been a lot worse.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. I wouldn't want her to be my parents.
She, I wouldn't have mind her as my, I think when the dad came home on the tyrants, and was like, the freaking oil or burner in the. She kind of was like, all right, he's, you know, she kind of humored the family instead of, you know, kind of, because a lot of households, I think, feel like when you go through those situations, everyone kind of falls into the same attitude where if one's angry, everyone's angry. And the mother kind of would always counteract the mood of the dad. So if the dad was angry, she was always the comic relief to make sure they were okay with it and they were fine.
I don't know. I disagree.
I think the piggy eating was just a clever way of being like, go ahead, you can be a little goofball like here. Smash. Yeah.
I would say if she started with that, I feel like it would have been fine because it's like, okay, that's a good way to get your child to eat. But she was like, she asked him a few times before.
And then
so it's like,
guilt him.
She tried to guilt him into it. Afterwards.
She defended Frankie. She lied for him a few times when Frankie did some things.
Ralphie.
When didn't tell the dad.
But that wasn't, I just don't think she's not the worst, but I just don't, she was, the only reason she does the things she does is so she doesn't piss off the dad. And I don't like that.
Yeah, she's there to protect herself.
But also, I feel like
it's like, oh, we gotta coddle the baby because you can't be bad, or dad's gonna get mad, and then it's gonna be both. I don't like that.
Here's another thing too. I think which is cool at this mom is I feel she let the dad appear that he was the head of the household when in reality she had shit locked down. Like I feel like she let him have his manhood and let him go in the basement and scream and let him complain and let him do his thing and, you know, make sure dinner was there. But at the end of the day, like she didn't want that lamp. She fucking smashed it.
That poor lamp.
And he was like, oh, and then when he realized that she smashed it, he didn't get loud. He just went out in the yard and buried it because he knew.
Well,
he was not.
He tried to put it back together first.
Yeah.
At a major award.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think overall, I say good mom. I think
I would say.
And she gave the one thing to her kid for Christmas that she knew was a bad idea, but gave it to him anyway because that's a life lesson.
But in reality,
the dad did.
The dad did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was pissed.
Also, she doesn't have any money.
She was like, you'll shoot your eye out with that. They're dangerous. You shouldn't have that.
The dad gave it to him.
Oh, I didn't know the dad. The whole time I watched it, I never
The dad's like,
up.
What's that behind the like the heater over there? And it's...
Oh, so the dad was like, you fucking smashed my leg. Uh-huh. I'm going to give that kid a gun.
It's like, I want him to be a tough man.
Yeah. And then he shot his eye out. Yeah, so life lesson learned from Frankie.
And then he got Ralphie.
Ralphie.
By the
Ralphie.
Ralphie. I don't know why I keep calling him Frankie. Ralphie.
That's the new spinoff, Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie. What do we got in the chat here? So do you think she did knock over the leg? Oh, 100%.
She did it on purpose.
She for sure did it.
She punted that thing off.
She's like, I was just dusting it and it fell over. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Nobody dusts that hard.
She hated that thing as soon as it came out of the box.
Yeah.
No one is falling for that.
All right. So I don't know how many of us picked this one. I know I did. You did. Maybe even Anthony. So this might be another three for
just the two of us.
Bad mom. They're all gonna laugh with you at you. Carrie's mom, Mrs.
Margaret White.
Margaret.
She is horrible.
Now, does she mean well?
No, she's a psycho. She hates Carrie because she had sex before she was married and then got pregnant. So now Carrie is to blame.
And so here's where it's hard because when you know the Carrie lore, Carrie has been exhibiting these abilities and these things for a while.
She's a mutant.
And she essentially, she's 100% immune.
So it's different because in the book, she's showing all these things. And like her mom knows that these things happen. But in the movie, they don't really talk about it. And yeah. So it just happens.
So the mother, I feel it's one of those things like The Walking Dead where you read the comics and then they try to do it in the show, but don't give the same backstory of why they act the way they act.
Yeah.
So I feel like, in a part of me, yeah, sure, locking your kid in a closet, bad. But if you are so manipulated and brainwashed with hardcore religion, and then your kid starts exuding like powers that you think are evil, I don't think she legit hates her. I think she's just going over the board to try to protect her and try to shelter her from the rest of the world. So
she blamed her for getting her period, like she did something wrong.
Listen,
she said, "You sinned. This is why you're bleeding." No, that's not what happens. If we could stop it, we would. She's crazy.
I think she's onto something with the.
I think she's crazy.
Where you're the devil for
terrible. And then she tried to kill her.
I mean,
no.
So if Carrie's mother successfully kills Carrie in the movie. So the book, once again, a little harder than the movie, but in the book, she destroys the entire town and kills 40,000 people.
Was it 40? I don't know.
It was a high number.
Because it was almost the whole town.
Yeah.
But she also didn't try to kill her until after, like.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Why.
Like, it's a tough one here.
No, she's dead.
For the greater good.
It might be for the greater good.
I feel
one
like
must die.
But I also feel like it's one of those things. If she wasn't being treated like that at home, it might not have been. She wouldn't have been as much of an outcast.
Yeah, she was
cool, and she
like,
probably wouldn't have gotten bullied.
Like, hey, mom, check this out. Watch, and then she levitates the milk over to her.
But her mom's treating her like a terrible child. Like she's treating her like everything she does is absolutely wrong and terrible and a sin. Everyone else is sinning. So then she basically becomes this. I don't want to say weird, but she's the weird kid at school, and then everyone bullies her. Yeah. And she didn't tell her about things you're supposed to tell your daughter about. Then she gets bullied even more, and that's why she goes crazy. Like,
yeah, it was all overall a bad situation. Yeah,
She's mean. She's not a good mom. She was bad.
I agree on that. She blamed Carrie. Yeah. Uncle Dan in the chat says, "What's up? What's going on, Dan? We're talking good and bad moms. Let us know your opinions in the chat if you hang out with us. All right, we're on a good mom. Me and Heidi definitely both picked this one.
Well, you picked the other one.
No, I didn't. I went with the first gen.
Okay.
So there is a difference between characters, yes. Even though the character changes.
What?
They changed.
The actor changed. But they also changed how that character was in the show as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see in a second.
Yeah.
Aunt Viv.
Oh, okay.
So,
The first
Aunt Viv is what we're going with. Because the first Aunt Viv was a very strong, powerful, independent, and successful Black woman. Mm-hmm. In the 90s and 2000s, which was not seen on TV a lot. You know what I mean? And not only but she was rich, but also she also would let the kids know, like, I came from shit. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I worked for everything we have in this house, and you will respect me. But I felt also she was a good kid. Like, she let her children experience things. She didn't over shelter. And she also ran shit in the house. Like, Uncle Phil didn't get ballsy until this Aunt Viv left. When the second Aunt Viv came, it was almost like another Jeffrey moved in, where like she was like, I'll cook dinner. Like,
also,
this Aunt Viv isn't cooking dinner. Mm-hmm. She's like, I worked hard enough to have Jeffrey cook dinner. You know what I mean?
It was only in the 90s.
So, yeah. You have anything to add to that?
Not just that she was like the strong mom. She took care of stuff, but she wasn't like mean to her kids.
No,
like,
she wasn't.
She took care of her kids. She taught them lessons, but also was like understanding.
She encouraged them basically throughout the show.
Yeah. I mean, she had a very short stint. And the second Aunt Viv
was
3 years. But the second Aunt Viv still was good to the kids. She wasn't a bad mom, but this one was more powerful.
More independent, and that's what I like.
How is everyone? With Danisms here.
We're good.
I love bad moms, Dan.
The movie. That was a good movie.
The moms, or he just likes bad moms in general?
The movie, I think. I think he means.
Maybe a mix of both.
And Dan says that Aunt Viv was mean.
No, she wasn't.
We're going to let that go. Denmark.
You're crazy.
All right.
Next.
This one's for Nikolai. This is one.
Oh, so we're finally going to get to one of my picks.
Yeah. So I went through a lot of the ones that multiple people picked first. So this is your pick.
You went for like far out that no one else.
Yeah. Because I was like, everyone's going to have the same ones.
I tried.
So explain to the audio listeners. What are we looking at?
So we are looking at May, the mother from Secondhand Lions.
What the hell is Secondhand Lions?
It's a fantastic film.
Michael Caine.
Yeah, Michael Caine. Yeah. Basically, what happens is, for those of you who have not seen this great film, this kid is left by his mother with her. They're her uncles, right?
I think so. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, there's these two old guys. And they sit on their porch with shotguns. They don't want anybody near their house. Like, people come up and try to, like, sell them things or whatever, and they shoot them.
Aren't they, like, always trying to sell the, like, buy the land?
Yeah, they're always trying to, like, buy the land or sell something to them. And
they're, like, nasty.
I look at her, and I think, she wouldn't be happy if I brought a black friend home.
Probably not. So, she is a major one in the abandonment category.
Okay.
She leaves her son.
And I feel like white umbrellas with little tiny sticks and babushkas.
Well, this
is probably like
a period piece.
I don't like people of color. I immediately get from that photo.
Okay.
Yeah. Racist mom too. So.
Sure. Maybe. Sure. I don't know.
Anyway.
I might be typecast.
She leaves her son with her uncle.
She just drops him off. Like, here, you stay.
So
here.
That if they pass away, they're in good with them because they know that they have money.
Which is also weird that she did that in the first place, because, like, they don't want a kid hanging around. If anything, you're going to make them more mad.
Yeah. And then she brings, like, back an abusive boyfriend and stuff, and it's just a total
shit show
for her son. And he ends up, in the end, leaving his mom and staying with his uncles. And they have this great time. Like, they buy a lion and stuff. They're like, we have all this money, let's spend it. So they buy a plane and stuff, and like, they do all these crazy stuff. And like,
they get into like a bar fight at one point.
Yeah, they get into a bar. Like, one of the old guy was, they were both in the army and stuff, but they were like special forces. So they knew what they were doing. And these young guys come in with their slick back hair and their switchblade comb and stuff, thinking that they're gonna have some fun and beat these old guys up. And he like shows them how to hold his knife and stuff, like, to the young kid.
He's like, come try it again.
Yeah, try it again, but do it this way. And, like, kicks the shit out of all of them, and then invites them back to the house and throws stakes on their face where all they're, like, black and blue and stuff. He's a crazy guy.
Sounds fun.
It was a good movie.
So, we're still on to your pick, because this is one we both picked. But we're gonna lump two together here.
Okay.
So, we'll go with the one we both picked.
Okay.
And she is from the TV show Modern Family.
We got Claire Dunphy. Yep.
A good mom.
I like her.
A good mom.
I like her a lot. She's I know we're not talking about dads, but her and Phil are like the perfect balance. Like, she does have like a bit of like a control-ish kind of side.
Yes.
At the end of the day, she wants her kids to thrive, and like, she's constantly worried about them. And like, hoping that they're going to do well in life. And she gets back out there and does like, has a job to show them that, oh, I can still be a working person as well as your mom and stuff. So I think overall, like,
I think she totes the line between protective but also let you figure things out.
Yeah.
And I know that, and the reason why, and we'll just say part two here to this, is Gloria, also from the same show. Good mom. So who's more overprotective as a mother?
I'd probably say Gloria.
Gloria's
a little more overprotective.
Like, Claire's kind of like, you'll figure it out.
But at the same time, she's way wilder. That, like, Claire wouldn't shoot her kid with a BB gun. Like, she,
well, that was a deal.
Jay.
That was the deal.
No. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
So at one point, Jay makes this excuse saying he got shot in the foot, so that they wouldn't have to go to Lily's soccer game. So what Gloria decides to do is actually shoot Jay in the foot, so that it's not really a lie.
She's a little crazy.
I
don't know. I mean, not that she's a bad mom, but like, what does she do?
Who?
Gloria.
Gloria?
She married a rich man.
She's hot. But here's what I love.
I mean, she's a good mom, but...
She's a great mom.
She's super supportive.
Yeah.
She is.
Of her kids.
Sometimes she's a little too much.
But, like, but here's the thing. Like, that's the whole time, like, the whole joke of the family is she just married him for his money. And but she proves that that's not the case.
Yeah.
I think overall, and I think the reason why I like both these moms so much is because these moms aren't perfect.
Yeah.
And I think the beautiful thing about not just these moms, but the family in general, is they both, and I'm not trying to be funny when I make this joke, but we could have easily put Cameron. Is that Cameron? In there too, because I mean, they're co-parenting as dads, but.
And actually, for their Mother's Day episode, they, like, everyone kind of cast Cam as the mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like offended by that, because like, they're a gay couple, but like, so there's no real like understanding of what that should be.
Well, and you're assuming a role,
right?
Yeah.
And Mitch makes this comment to him that, like, maybe they see you that way because a mom is what, like, loving and warm and supportive, all the things that Cam is.
Yes.
So it makes
sense. But the family not only is always consistently learning, but they're always willing to sit down after something. And I know that's the whole purpose of a sitcom. And I think that's why it's such a good sitcom.
Yeah.
Because it does tackle a lot of issues that people don't want to talk about when it's either having, you know, the same sex couples or marriage, interracial couples and marriage, someone who's maybe marrying for a social class, like everything like that gets talked about. And they're not a poor family. They're well off. They live in a nice house, but it shows that even if they're well off and they're doing well, they still have middle class problems. You know what I mean? And they go about it and they learn. And I think that's the beautiful thing about both these moms is even when they're at their weakness, where someone can say, you're a bad mom.
Yeah.
And even they might agree, like, oh my God, in this situation, I was a bad mom. They on the episode, they correct it. And then everyone is better for it.
Right. And I like, part of what I really like these moms and the show in general is because it's so real. Like, it's not a super heightened version of a bad mom or a super heightened version of a good mom or anything. Right. It's kind of like right in the perfect middle balance of what we would see normally.
Yeah.
Most cases.
We're not playing it up for TV. Your film. Right.
Would not be upset if I lived in either one of those houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everett, you said you haven't seen a lot. From what you've seen of Modern Family, I recommend it.
Yeah.
I definitely think Modern Family is a show that is definitely worth binge watching and going back and watching through all the seasons.
Yeah, I haven't seen all of it.
I've watched it like three times. I'm actually rewatching it now.
It's a great show.
Yeah. What did he say though? Because you didn't read.
Oh, he said, from what I've seen, Modern Family, I do like that she lets loose and gets crazy from time to time. Funny stuff. Gloria, I don't care for. She talks too fast. But she's also someone who's bilingual.
Yeah.
So Spanish is usually a faster spoken language. Yeah. So the fact that she's even speaking English as well as Spanish is pretty cool. I know. I think some people hear an accent or hear people like Spanglish their way through English. And
I feel like that's something that they said in this show.
They do. Yeah. And they make fun of her because she can't pronounce certain words.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Billy, he might just be making a joke. I don't know.
people like, and I'm not saying this is what he's saying, but I think just in general and just kind of from experience is like, I think some people see someone who's trying to speak English and deem them as not intelligent. Actually, I've seen it a lot at my previous job where someone's like trying to communicate and people are like, oh, like you realize they're probably smarter than you.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? Like they're trying.
Makes a comment in the show about how hard it is for her to have to like think about what it is in Spanish and then translate it. And she's like, you have no idea how smart I am in Spanish.
Yeah.
Because she has to constantly change her mindset.
Yeah. Last beer hanging out with us says, cheers all. Cheers, brother. I'm enjoying a Weyerbacher Champion Cream Ale. I got at the event at Weyerbacher over the weekend, so that's my beer of the show. Thank you for hanging out. All right, let's get our next mom in here. This is Heidi's pick. This is a bad mom. Bad mom, but great human being in real life because she's married to one of the coolest guys on the planet.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's terrible in Matilda. Mrs. Wormwood, she's terrible. She doesn't care about the kids at all. Just leaves this kid home alone all day, every day. Doesn't check on her, doesn't do anything. And then just signs a paper and gives her off to a stranger. And she doesn't even know.
So if your kid has weird superpowers and you lock them away so they don't get picked on, they're bad moms. But then
she doesn't lock her away so she doesn't get picked on. She still gets picked on.
This one just says, go live your life, you crazy superpowered
girl. She doesn't even know she has superpowers. You don't even know what you're saying. Oh my God,
you're inconsistent.
Carrie's mom didn't lock her away so that she didn't show her superpowers. She locked her away because she thought she was the devil.
Yeah.
That wasn't to protect her. And Mrs. Wormwood is just, she just doesn't care. She just neglects her children. Especially Matilda.
But she's married to Danny DeVito, so.
Yeah. In real life, yeah. She's not good. She signs her over, like, to a stranger. She doesn't even know Mrs. Honey. Never met her.
She's way nicer, though.
She is. She was a good mom. Miss Honey is a good mom. But she's just a bad mom.
She's not getting locked in a thing with spikes sticking in her face or anything because she ate chocolate cake.
Mrs. Wormwood is a bad mom. Okay.
All right. I'm going to skip a good mom and go to another bad mom for you real quick.
For me?
Yeah.
Why?
What are you doing?
So Billy Batson's mom in Shazam, I'm not really sure why we skipped to her. But I, again, abandonment It's, you will notice that's a big theme for me.
You don't want to be abandoned?
Yeah, I guess not. Because when I looked at bad moms, all the moms that I picked all abandoned their kids in some fashion.
I mean, yeah, well, yeah, that's not
slowly,
a good trait.
Slowly psychologically and studying all of you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's your fear?
Well, I was never abandoned, so it's fine.
I know. So it's interesting that that's what you latch on to.
I mean, that's like a big component, okay. I feel like, for a bad parent.
But
it's weird that he didn't pick Kevin's mom.
Yeah.
But she came back. That's the thing. She came back.
Only because she lived there and she had to come back.
Sure. Perfectly fine.
It's a nice house.
Billy's mom, however, went to a carnival with her, 5-year-old kid, won a toy for him. It was a little compass. And then lost him in the crowd. And for those of you who are listening to the audio, I did use air quotes. Saw him with the police and said, I'm out.
Well, he had a compass. He can find his way home.
Sure. And then he spent his entire life until like age 13 or whatever, trying to find his mom, escaping from foster homes and all that kind of stuff. And finally finds her, knocks on the door. And the guy that she's with doesn't even know she ever had a kid. She wants nothing to do with him.
Yikes.
And kind of turns him away.
Yeah, that's
And he
bad.
Spent all that time. Like breaking into places, like he stole a cop car to take the information and try to look up her name. That's and had a little notebook with all of whatever her first name was, Batson, you know, wrote down all these people and scratched them off. He spent so much time and effort to just be like, fuck you, get away from me.
But he turned into a superhero, so it all worked out.
Okay, well, that was the gift from a god. So that's a little different.
Pure luck. There was like a 99% chance that didn't happen.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go back to back. Good moms here.
Okay.
All right. And this is my pick. This is a solo pick by me because I'm fantastic and I pick good moms.
So it's Mrs. Fantastic.
Mrs. Gump is a amazing mother.
So you know what? Before you get too deep into this, when we were going through the list and you got to her before, I did not picture her whatsoever. I was like half paying attention. I thought you were talking about the water boy mom. And I was like, she's not a good mom.
Once again, the Waterboy mom had good intention, just not good execution. Yeah. But yes, Mrs. Gump. So she's raising a child with special needs. Mm-hmm. They don't really define exactly what he has, maybe a learning disability or something.
And then whatever, what was it with his legs in the beginning?
Yeah, he had spine problems. And even though she was a single mom at that time, trying to make ends meet, was still taking to his doctors and making sure he got the best care to fix
his legs. I mean, she somehow had money because that was a big old house.
Yeah.
It might have been land. Oh, she was a single mom because the dad, I believe, either abandoned them and gave them the house and just took off, or he died. Yeah, she always told Forrest he was dead.
Yeah.
Or he went on vacation or
something. Or maybe it was like a family land or something.
Yeah, they didn't really dive into it. But Mrs. Gump's not afraid to
do what she had to do.
Get the job done. She wanted him to go to normal school, and to do that, she had sex with his principal. Boy, your mother sure don't care about your education. anyway, that does not make her a bad person. No. That's caring for her child, in my opinion. You know? And then also, not only did she prepare a special needs son for life, but prepared him for life after she knows she wasn't always going to be there.
Yeah.
And Forrest made very well of himself. He traveled the world. He had great experiences. He was put into war zones and still survived. Like, the dude he found a way. And a lot of it was because what his mama told him. He kind of took her advice to heart and he got through his life, and maybe not realizing how special of a life he had because of all the interactions and encounters he's had. That was all based on the values and the core beliefs of what his mother instilled into him.
Yeah.
And I think that's a top tier mom right there.
I would say so.
Yeah, I would say so too, especially because she's teaching him these things for later on.
It was the Elvis money she had when she rented out the house to him.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was like his early Elvis days. That
was like before he got big.
Elvis.
Hey, he didn't have Elvis
money. Do that
money
crazy
yet.
Thing with your legs again.
Yeah, that was before he even knew the dance.
Yeah. Forrest Gump taught Elvis how to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do back to back. We're going to group these two moms together once again because these moms share a similar characteristic where they're very unorthodox in their lifestyles. The way they live in society amongst other people, but still make their kids very, very comfortable and make them
They treat them like they're normal.
Treat them like they're normal, even though they're not treated like normal when they're outside. Oh, okay. But treat them with so much love when they're in the house that they don't really even care what their outside opinions are. Because when they come back through their doors, they know what true love and true family is.
Yep.
And we'll start with our first one here. Mrs. Gomez.
Morticia.
Morticia Gomez.
Yes.
I mean,
she's wonderful.
Yes.
Not only is this family weird, but borderline serial killers, like
kind of
like both those kids have the potential to murder.
Yeah. But they know not to.
They just don't.
They know the fine line because they've played with those toys all their life, like the guillotines and stuff. Shock people.
So they know the ins and out of like everything.
Yeah.
They lean into death and oddities and weirdness to the point where
they're not afraid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where
it would be great to walk through life and not have a fear.
Mm-hmm.
Or like that flower over there is too pretty. That's what scares me.
Yeah. It is really strange that both of these children are raised with almost like the fear factor is almost gone for them.
Yeah.
And the fact that they can go to public school and get picked on and they just kind of like shrug it off. Like, I don't care. You're weird. I'm not weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good parenting.
Yeah.
And they're a very loving mother and father. They show exactly what true love is, even though in this household of dark gloom, not really gloom, but dark. I mean, they lean into the dark and gloom, but to them, it's not. That's
right.
It's not gloom necessarily.
Black
it's
is just
dark
their color.
Yeah. It's dark, but not like gloom, not depressing.
What do we got here? Forrest has scissors.
Scoliosis.
Sorry. That's not scissors. Balls. It's hard to read from here.
Don't run.
Read it from here.
I liked how she played the pivotal part in the movie that was with the famous line. Yes.
Yeah.
And then Buff says, oh, she is amazing in the show and the movies. Love Morticia.
Yes.
Yes. Top tier. And then we're going to piggyback almost everything exactly we said, but almost to an even stronger degree because this household had a normal daughter who can go and meet the world.
She wasn't a daughter, was she? She was like niece or something.
Anyway, they had someone living in their household who was normal, still lived with the house's same values and core beliefs, but can leave the house looking normal. And then
and they weren't judged at home.
And
right.
You know what I mean? And then also then had a son who was part werewolf as well as a vampire.
That's
weird.
Yeah, that's confusing since the dad is Frankenstein.
Yeah, so
well, to be fair, he was put together by all kind of body parts, so
maybe
the body was part was a werewolf. Yeah,
but maybe. Also her dad was
he's a vampire. Oh,
yeah, he's a vampire. Yeah.
So
maybe someone else in the family.
Lilith.
Lilith
from the Monsters. So
Lily Monster.
I would say good mom.
Yeah, I would say she's a pretty good
very good mom. I think that says a lot. And and Herman has one of the greatest quotes in television history was I don't care what people think of on the outside. It's not what the pretty much saying you judge a man by his character and not what he looks like on the outside. Essentially quoting Dr. Martin Luther King. Yeah. And even him, he would go out and people would get scared and he was just like, all right, I'll just treat him with kindness and they'll eventually see that I'm not a bad person.
Yeah.
Good fucking shows. I hope Rob Zombie does not butcher this.
I heard it's like 3 hours.
Well, it got put down to PG. Now it's not PG-13 even.
What?
That's good.
He's lowering the bar even farther, which is great.
Whoa.
Because that's the core values of the monsters
I think
you want to keep.
Then maybe he won't mess it
and
up.
And honestly, I don't know too much about Jeff and what's her name? His wife?
Sherry Moon.
But I think Daniel Robaca is going to make a good grandfather.
Yeah.
Isn't
there another
the werewolf I think got announced.
Yeah, but isn't there another Adam's Family coming too?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that's kind of been like floating
around. And isn't, what's her name, playing Morticia?
Oh.
Christina Ricci?
Yeah. That's
no, she's not playing Morticia. I think she's playing someone else.
That's what people wanted.
Yeah, people wanted her to play.
Her and Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but I don't think they are.
Dude, that should be Johnny Depp's return role. It's fucking
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton fucking, I'm back, baby.
I'm telling you, Tim Burton's going to bring him back. He'll be the director.
All right, bad mom. You're up, Nikolai.
Nancy's mom from Nightmare on Elm Street. Man, first off,
she's pretty bad.
She's in a group of murderers.
She's a murderer.
I mean, I get it. He did inappropriate things with the children. But
that's what I'm going to say.
You burned a man alive.
But he may or may not have done things.
Right.
Sure. He may or may not, depending on like what storyline and stuff you look at.
But still, they still kill someone.
But I'm not even necessarily even going to look at that as why she's a bad mom. First off, kids are being killed left and right. And all she's worried about is what she has in her glass to kind of get through this. And is like,
and she tells her kids, she's like, no, there's nothing.
Like, making her kids think her. She's crazy.
There's nothing wrong. Just go to bed.
Trying to like put her to sleep in the hospital, like trying to like force her to be knocked out, essentially. When she clearly knows something is wrong. It's just like, you would think as her mom, even if she was going to be open with her at some point about killing Freddie and being a part of that group and stuff, that if something like this were happening, you would think that she'd have a little bit more empathy for her child.
Yeah.
Be like, all right, if you don't want to sleep, you know, that's fine.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate here. So she's a single, only mom, a first time child mom. They didn't really say that Nancy had siblings. So she's part of a group of mothers who this community is kind of like Stepford Moms. Like everybody, it seems like a small community where everybody knows everybody. And they all sent their kids to school.
Well, at the time, assaulted. They were married.
Yeah.
And so she did have a dad.
Oh, yeah.
And well, there you go. And was assaulted by a man who may or may not have done horrible things to these children to the point where it probably ruined her as a mom, where she mentally did not handle it well.
Sure.
And then on top of it, hold on. And then on top of it, well, we can't say how someone treats different situations. Then on top of it, they decide that they're going to take the law into their own hand and they're going to all commit murder. That's not an easy thing to live with. No. Even if the person does something as crazy as what Freddie did, it costs her marriage.
Yeah.
So now she's divorced. So she leans heavily on possibly drugs and alcohol. And now this being is supposedly murdering kids again. She doesn't want to believe it. She's in a drunken or high stupor all the time. I mean, look at, let's go back.
Yeah, but okay. So, but
take
you,
a look at his hair.
You
I
were
mean,
so protective to, so yeah, you're to so kill protective. Somebody.
That's not the hair of a normal woman. That's,
but you're so protective to kill for her. And then now all of a sudden you're just like, no, fuck it. I don't care.
Well, like, we're all judging from someone who's never taken a life.
Sure. But also, if you're in that bad of a mental state, and you have a child, have someone else, you know, that can help check in.
And mental health wasn't something that was talked about or open in that time either.
And that's why I say, like, having another, even if it's not the dad, have someone there or whatever to kind of, like, check in every now and again to just make sure things are fine. Or, like, if this problem popped up, then go to the dad and be like, listen, something's really up. Just, like, do something about
it. Yeah. So, in one aspect, I will say, good mom and the fact that I think she means well, but bad mom is, even though she was struggling with her own mental problems that she had because of the past trauma, she wasn't there for her daughter.
So again, abandoned, psychologically abandoned her daughter. Mm-hmm. Like, she was physically there, but she was like, no,
She was checked out.
Yeah. All right. I just wanted to play a little devil's advocate. I agree. Not a great mom. I mean, once again, that hair.
The style back then.
Ooh. Listen, she got what was coming to her at the end of the movie when she got ripped through that tiny hole.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, a modern woke society goes back and rewatches Nightmare on Elm Street and not cheer Freddy on. Like,
why?
Because now.
I hope we never get to that generation.
I hope the woke crowd doesn't research what Freddy Krueger actually is.
I'll tell you this. If you cancel Freddy Krueger, I'm going to do weekly showings of Nightmare on Elm Street every week on the side of the house or the studio or whatever it is. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. And you're not doing it because you're condoning of what the character was.
No, obviously not.
We're not saying what he did was great. We're just saying the work of...
Yeah, I'm not letting a movie...
That's what makes Freddy fucking... Eliminate.
Right, that's what makes him so bad.
Personally, that's why I enjoyed the remake as much because I didn't want to root for Freddy.
Yeah.
Right.
So mentally, I was like, oh, it's going to be hilarious how he kills all these kids. And then you deep dive into it and you're like, oh, he probably diddled those kids or wanted to.
Definitely did.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck, it's kind of hard to root for this guy now as you get older and you learn more about him. Yeah. And then they did the remake and they're like, oh no. And he leans into it. And he goes, I am a scumbag. And you're like, I can't root for this Freddy.
Sure.
And it made him scarier.
So I don't necessarily root for him because of what he did. I root for him for the villain that he is after.
I knew Buff was chiming in on this. He's our horror guy. So Buff started joining us on the horror show. And now he's been kind of hanging out with us all the podcast. One of my favorite recent moms of movies is the mom from Hunter Hunter. One of the most craziest endings since Bone Tomahawk, in my opinion.
I've never seen either of those movies,
but this is why Buff is good for the show, because he watches a lot of stuff and he can open us up to new things.
Nice.
He's going to join us one of these days. He's going to come hang out with Not Cool in High School and Not Cool in High School Horror. I never met the guy, but he started joining our... I mean, I met him. I don't know. I meet a lot of people. I'm sorry, Buff, if we did meet, I don't remember. But he's a cool dude, and I'm really thankful that he has joined our online community and talks with us a lot during live.
You were like, Gloria, you were talking real fast for a second.
Yeah. The kids get vengeance on Freddy, and it all comes in full circle with good kills and lore.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Who are we at here? I think we're back to Heidi with a good mom. Yes. With a good mom.
Aunt Becky.
So this is weird.
All of my good moms are aunts.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. You're going to see a lot of aunt. Now, here's the thing.
All right, we're talking about Aunt Becky from Full House, in real life.
Aunt Becky from Full House.
Not, what's her name, Lori Loughlin, in real life.
I'm not diving too deep into this. I'm just saying you have an excellent mother, and you're leaning heavily into aunts, which is strange.
I don't know. I can't find any of the moms.
Because one of your aunts suck. Sorry.
Technically, she's my cousin.
Oh, well, she sucks too.
Anyway, Aunt Becky was cool. She was like the cool aunt. She was fun, but she was also like responsible. And it was pretty cool of her to stick around. She didn't need to stick around and deal with all these other kids that were not her kids and the whole family that was not her family.
Yeah, she literally moved in with this greasy scumbag womanizer.
He was not greasy. Don't you talk about Uncle Jesse.
Who probably just ran through chicks like
he was like a rock star. For sure he did.
And he lived
she challenged him. She was great.
But she was exactly what that house needed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you look at Full House, it has a dark tone.
They needed
to it
where, a mom. There
yeah,
was
the
no
mother
female.
Dies. So the yeah. mother dies, leaves three little girls to the dirtiest comedian of all time, even though he didn't play it on TV. And
he was the cleanest, man.
Cleanest in the show.
It's
so
hilarious
clean.
That he played such a clean character, but then when he's on stage as a comic,
they needed someone like her to come.
Exactly. And she not only was like, all right, I met this rock star guy who's probably just gonna use and abuse me, but she ended up moving in, and he realized, like, by seeing her, like, oh, this is
but wife. She was like independent too, like she had her own career.
Yeah, this is wifey goals. Like, she's gonna come in here and this is and she pretty much was the mother figure to three girls that she had no bloodline ties to.
Yeah.
And she not only was willing to live in a household with a guy and help raise their family, but then help raise his brother's family, and then the cousin lived in the basement. He was a struggling
cousin.
No, he was just like a friend.
Friend.
Was he a friend? He wasn't family.
Yeah, Joey was just a.
So it was like a homeless shelter for people at some point. Like, oh, cool, you're a struggling comedian who plays with puppets. Live in the basement with my three kids.
He lived out of the car at one point.
Yeah,
he popped open the trunk or whatever, and he has all his clothes hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good mom. Well, and then she eventually became a mother of her own
later on, and had
twins. Yeah.
And then in the new one, they have another kid, I think.
Like I'm not local. I'm just a fan and love supporting real podcasts. Real
awesome.
Podcasts.
Thank you.
Woo. Love that. Fuck you, Joe Rogan. I mean, unless you want
to. Joe Rogan was a nobody once.
Yeah, he helped people eat bull testicles on TV. I'd take that job.
He was nobody.
Take a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it. I kind of had a crush on her back in the day.
Who didn't?
I mean, you're not that. I wouldn't hate to admit that at all.
Her and Jesse were like the it couple.
Smash. Smash.
Pass.
Smash.
Ew, you weirdo.
Smash. Pass. So smash. Smash. Smash.
I thought we weren't doing this.
Smash.
Yeah.
Smash.
Okay.
Smash. I'm sorry, right. It's stuck.
For the audio listeners, I went through some of our list there and
got
played the game I
Gloria.
Said I wasn't going to play. Yeah. Got stuck on Gloria. I don't know what happened. back to Nikolai for a good mom, but Anthony may challenge this. I don't know the show, so you're on your own.
I don't know which one we're talking about. Then.
We're going to talk.
Oh, Lorelai Gilmore. I think she's a fantastic mom.
I think she's a bad mom just because that show is so boring to watch.
No, you're dumb. You don't.
It's a great show.
It's a
don't listen
show.
To it.
Her mom, on the other hand,
sure,
horrible.
Well, she's high society.
Oh, you know it. Carrie's mom would be friggin' wild.
I doubt it. Okay, Lorelai Gilmore.
Lorelai Gilmore. I I feel like she's a great mom, one, because of her background, right? Yeah. She went from being the super rich girl, leaving that, living in a shack with her daughter, you know, leading up to owning her own inn,
yeah.
Being this super successful businesswoman, and doing it without a partner.
Right. I do.
And she met the guy who flies in Heroes.
Sure.
She doesn't meet him, but he's in the show eventually, right?
Sure. I don't
know. The guy from Heroes.
Milo.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's Jess. That's her daughter's boyfriend.
Her daughter.
I was rude for him. I always rude for him.
That's all I know about the show.
Okay. Well.
And the guy wears his hat backwards a lot, right?
Luke.
No, it's Luke. Yeah, that's
His uncle.
That's his uncle. Luke.
Yeah, he runs the diner.
Luke.
All I know about this show is that the guy wears a backwards hat. The one guy from Heroes is in it. And our friends love it so much they named one of their daughters.
Yeah.
Also, I love that she named her daughter after her.
Yeah.
I think that's the coolest thing ever. And I think more people should do that.
And like,
she named her daughter after her, like her same name. I think that's cool.
She was never like a mom in the show that would be like super angry. Like, yeah, they had those moments where like they fought and stuff. But like overall, she knew she never wanted to push her daughter away.
Yeah.
Like her mom, or how she felt her mom did to her. So she was super understanding about things and like, let's work through this. Let's talk. Let's be safe. You know,
and kind of let her figure things out and do stuff. Like, yeah. And she wasn't too controlling.
Even when she, you know, couldn't afford to send Rory to college and stuff, she did what she didn't want to and go to her parents.
Right.
Be like, listen, I will have dinner with you once a week just so that she has the best education she possibly can.
And then Luke was killed by a Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Buff said Luke got killed in a Saw movie. It should be part of Gilmore canon.
Yeah. Yeah. No, maybe not the canon of Gilmore Girls, but then at the end of the series, like after the Netflix thing,
they had like a reboot.
Yeah, they do like a fourth season.
They didn't like finish it though.
They do summer, spring, fall, and winter. But at the end, her daughter gets pregnant.
Yeah. Oh,
by a different guy, like a guy that we don't necessarily know.
Oh yeah, we don't know who it is, right?
Like it wasn't 100%.
Well, that's because that guy then met Mandy Moore.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
Isn't the same?
Oh, no, that's not the same guy. Jess, the one you were talking about, yes.
I can't think of what his name is. It's the rich guy.
The guy you were rooting for.
That's not the same guy we're talking about, though. Logan.
Logan's the rich guy.
The whole time I'm talking about the Heroes guy, that's what I'm talking about.
You're talking about Jess, I know. You're talking about Jess.
Jess. He's a cool guy.
I like Jess. I was rooting for Jess. He was like the bad boy in the beginning, but he was the only one that like, I don't know, they clicked. They read all these books together.
Yeah.
Dean was dumb. I didn't like Zine.
All right.
But I agree. Okay.
Overall, good mom.
So she was overall a good mom because I do get sometimes I feel like she was trying to be too much of her friend instead of her parent.
Sure.
And she kind of let her be more independent and just do her thing. And I didn't like that she was trying to get back with Christopher. That was a terrible idea. And you're messing things up for your kid instead of trying to make it better. But overall, she was good.
Overall,
she's kind of a mess.
She didn't like her kid didn't go out and like party all the time or go do drugs or like end up anywhere crazy. Like she had a pretty successful, like, I'm going to do well.
Yeah.
All right. So we're back to a bad mom. Bad mom here. Now, before I get into this, I want to be sympathetic because single moms go through a lot.
Oh, so you want to be sympathetic with this one?
Yes. So single moms go through a lot. And especially when they have maybe bad divorces and they're very open about their sexuality, which is not easy for an older woman to do, to be open about that and speak about it and do everything. And sometimes turn to the bottle or maybe even drugs. But she still provides a great life for her sons, a beautiful house for her friends and his for him and his friends to hang out at. But what makes her a bad mom is just the absolute trauma you put your shithead son through because, A, you didn't guide him at all, and, two, you bang his arch enemy. Stifler's mom.
She's a wonderful mom.
If you're Stifler...
He was a child.
I wonder if she did it because she knew that was the kid that Stifler picked on.
Probably.
Maybe. Yeah.
So a good mom, if you are
technically still a kid, right?
Bad mom, if you're, because obviously did not guide Stifler at all. Like she just
He was a little dead.
Raised and her the younger brother is just as much of a scumbag. He does not grow up to be any better. Stiffmeisters grow up to be scumbags.
Yeah,
and all of his friends kind of keep him around because he has the nice house that everybody wants to hang out with, but they're not really his friend.
Yeah, like when they do the reunion, they don't like tell them that they're back.
They don't even want to invite them.
Kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a great mom when it comes to the parenting class, but maybe for the local boys in town, she was a great mom.
Yeah.
Maybe some would say a MILF.
Yeah. She turned a lot of boys into men.
She did. She did that. But as someone who definitely Stifler needed more therapy growing up, that did not help. No. The kid from Supernatural and Friday the 13th reboot was the same kid.
Maybe yeah, that was the same kid.
Yeah. So Stifler's mom makes the list.
Maybe that's why he was that way, though. Because if she was running around with high school kids
instead of parenting,
those kind of things, instead of parent, maybe he was like, well, I got to act out to do something to get her attention.
Maybe. Yeah. It's a fucked up household.
Because she was there for the parties. It's not like she went away.
She was sitting there waiting for someone to come.
Dude, she showed up in that little tiny gray dress, drinking scotch, and James Bond here walks in. She's just like, I don't even care what your name is, kid. We're going to hang out at the pool table. I hope you're
and in other movies, they go back to it again. It's not like it's a one-time thing either.
Yeah.
Stifler's mom.
He's still
not
in
good.
High school.
Heidi, going to stick with the aunt train here.
I don't know what happened.
Who do we got?
Bellman sisters. Hilda and Zelda. I think they're pretty cool.
Because they're witchy.
Yeah. For one, they're witchy. And they were just cool. They were just like, okay.
Context for audio listeners. They don't see the screen. So you have to kind of get a little.
What did I even do?
So what show are they from?
Oh, from Sabrina.
Yes. So Sabrina.
The original. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I thought they were just fun. They were super quirky and just cool. But like also obviously parenting her because they had to. But.
Did they ever say what happens to Sabrina's mom? And that
she's
and that?
Alive. She looks at her in the book and stuff. She's on archaeological digs and stuff because you can't be with a mortal.
Yeah.
Whatever you'd lose
something
your
like
powers
that.
Or something.
Because her dad was mortal, right?
I never really got.
No, she was mortal. He lives in the book.
Oh,
as a wizard.
Yeah, but I think they're.
But like,
cool.
I think it was like she's not allowed to see her before a certain birthday, or she turns into a cricket or something, or loses her magic. Yeah,
I gotta go back and rewatch it. I don't remember all stuff. That stuff, but yeah, it was. I just thought they were cool.
Melissa Joan Hart, also subject for me as a bad parent, a bad mom or bad dad. No idea. You never know. But the people who Calista explains it all. There's some shit.
I feel like a lot of the shows from when we were kids, the parents were just non-existent.
First off, they buy their kid an alligator.
Well, that's cool.
And then they're a cool way of, hey, I'll put a kiddie pool in your, that thing won't outgrow a kiddie. You know what you have to feed alligators?
People.
Meat.
Like live bunnies and stuff. So like what you're not seeing on camera is Clarissa just upstairs feeding neighborhood dogs and cats and bunnies to
they probably did it on purpose to keep that kid from climbing through a window.
Well, that didn't work out because that kid's constantly climbing through that window and they had no idea.
I bet she was never picked on. I bet you. Because anyone got invited to the house.
She got picked on by the other girls because all the other boys are like, oh, put a window where you put your ladder up there. You can just go in. She'll explain it all to you.
Her alligator.
Bad parents. Anthony, this is kind of
topical.
Topical. Thank you. Topographical. I don't know why I went with maps roll there. But without too many spoilers.
And I will say that it is not for the new movie that's out. It is for the show, WandaVision.
There it is. The Scarlet Witch herself. By the way, in the new movie.
Her hair is pretty cool.
In the new movie, she looks.
She's scary.
She looks good.
She is very scary.
Not when she's covered in blood and everything else, but
it's not blood, it's oil.
And the robots.
It's brown.
Yeah.
When you like specifically look at her, because
chocolate
she's,
syrup
like, ripping apart robots.
But they did a good job with her makeup when she was evil. I'm just gonna
her hair looks real cool there. So
yeah.
Anyway, Anthony.
The Scarlet Witch Wanda.
I will say she is a bad mom because she's not doing it for the right intentions of her children, of like trying to keep them in the universe so that they can live and prosper. She wants something that she can hold on to because she was traumatized losing her family as a kid. She lost her brother in Age of Ultron. Sorry for the spoiler, even though that's like a couple years too late. But I don't know. I feel like she holds that stuff too close, that she wants to keep everything together, but not for the right reasons.
Okay, but if you're an all-powerful being that can change the world like that, wouldn't you?
Like she can't let it go to
yeah,
for the sake
let
of
it go.
Being
I have
a better mother.
I have an interesting loophole here.
Of course you do.
Okay.
She's not a mom.
Yeah.
Her kids aren't real.
Well, in that timeline.
Well, in the comic books, she is a mom.
Yeah. But I mean, even though she didn't birth any children.
Maybe. That doesn't mean that you're not a mom.
Yeah, the
that's not necessarily true.
Birth Sabrina.
All right.
Just because you don't birth someone, you could adopt a child.
Or she just make them mom. Magic.
Yeah.
All right. Then she's a mom. If stepmoms are moms.
I mean,
the aunts were moms.
And aunts are moms.
Are moms.
Then people who have superpowers that can create children.
There was
or
a quote about
make
that
a deal with the devil the to yeah. give two children to you.
She's still mother. She's
a mom.
Parental figure.
This is not a spoiler, but Doctor Strange makes a comment about something about her not being a mom. And she says something like, well, moms make it out of magic too. Mm-hmm. Like, because in a way, having a kid is...
It needed to take magic to have two children with a cyborg.
The magic of life.
The magic.
But I'm just saying,
life.
Like, normal, because she comes back at him in a way of like, yeah, well, all moms make kids out of magic, because that's kind of like...
Yeah, listen, I just did a whole episode on love magic, and there's sneezing magic and bad magic. There's literally, you could add the title magic to anything in the entire world.
But we're talking like real life. The magic of birth.
How dare you that this is not real life? Kelly,
wait, we're
get
not
her.
Real?
Yeah. No, not what I meant. Not what I meant, but okay.
All right. Buff has one for the chat. He says, Tommy Pickles' mom from Rugrats, bring all your kids over here. We won't ever pay attention to them. Bad mom.
They're going
to
go on adventures.
She kind of,
Indiana Jones.
That's
in the
what
backyard.
I'm saying. Like, all the parents were just non-existent in, like, all the 90s
Like,
shows.
Even the movie, she was, like, she didn't, like, give really concern. Like, the dad was concerned. Listen. Like, he's like, how did you lose the kids?
Yeah.
Because the grandfather was sleeping.
Stupid. Yeah. Some great inventions.
Ever since in the comic, she's a mom. She is, but she didn't. She didn't birth those children.
You don't
in the
have to
doesn't,
give
doesn't
birth.
Matter.
Just saying.
She's still a mother.
Just saying. She makes a deal with Mephisto, and the two children are from
deal.
Yeah. So it's like adoption.
Yeah.
She adopted two kids from the devil.
Yeah.
They are pulling from the comics, I believe. It will not be the last we see or hear from those kids, young Avengers.
I don't know what any of that means.
She goes to Doctor Strange.
Move on.
You have a triple shot here. Ooh. You're putting a lot of work in. You know, sometimes we don't let you talk enough in the show, and this is your time to shine. Because I don't know any of these people. Well, okay. I do, but I don't. So the first one here.
Oh, that is Maddie Fenton. That is the mom of Danny Phantom, the ghost half ghost child. Hmm. So basically, his parents are ghost hunters. And they don't know that he's half ghost after stepping into a machine and mixing his DNA with it. They actually hunt him. Now, this is a bad part. They hunt him down because he's a ghost, but he always is like helping them in a way. And
so
he's always protective.
Not his mom, but she raises him.
No,
as
it is
her
mom.
She is hunting these ghosts to basically protect the world and her family, not realizing that one of the ghosts she's hunting is her son.
Because he stepped into the machine, so then
he's alive.
Yeah,
no,
he's
alive. So yes,
yeah,
he can flip flop between the two.
Ever watched Danny Phantom?
Never.
All right, so we'll break down the intro for you.
Yeah, help me.
He walks into a machine, right? That is a ghost portal. His parents, it fails, so he decides to take a look on it. So he puts this jumpsuit on. He walks in, and the geniuses that they are, and the technology that they build, they put the on-off switch on the inside, so you had to walk in to click it. Well, they left it on the outside, and then he pressed the on button on the inside, and his atoms got spliced and ripped apart, so now he's half ghost and half teenager.
So they don't realize that, they don't know that he's half ghost.
And when
they don't know what's happened, so
well,
they're hunting ghosts.
Well, there's things that, like, they make technology to track ghosts, and it hits him in the head, and they're like, oh, it must be broken, or, like, malfunctioning or something.
Because it's like
I've only seen, like, some of it.
Well, by definition of a ghost is you're dead, but he's alive.
But that's not,
he's half ghost.
It's a cartoon.
It's like almost like Spider-Man, where it's like not the full DNA is mixed with it.
Yeah, but DNA from a spider.
It's a cartoon.
I'm just trying to figure
it's
it out.
A child,
I'm overanalyzing.
You are.
It's like have an ecto.
Sandy Squirrel can't
live
under the ocean either.
Yeah,
she has a helmet on. Thank
also,
you.
It's dark at the bottom of the ocean, so it's
she
all
salt lights.
No, it's
first
all
off, in her,
all
of if her tail is sticking out of the hole,
yes,
like in the back,
water's gonna get
she's gonna get water in the suit.
That is a water-resistant tail.
No,
Sons of Anarchy. Gemma Taylor, played by Kate Segal, married with children. Gemma looked out for her family, but it was her bad intention. But she thought she was good. That's a good debate, mom. There, Gemma from Sons of Anarchy.
I've not seen it.
Seen it.
She did some fucked up shit.
She did.
But she also went through a lot for her family. So it's one of those things where maybe misguided herself and then was
good
kind of put into a mother role and didn't really learn much with herself when it comes to society. Because I think a lot of times when it comes to parents, and you know, like I threw a little shade earlier, you know what I mean? But like, at the end of the day, everyone as humans, we're still figuring shit out. Like, I think when you're a kid and you see a parent or a mom or a dad, or you watch it on TV or in pop culture, this is why I think shows like Modern Family are good, because it shows that not every person that has that adult title has shit figured out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Your whole life, you're like, I can't wait till I'm adult so I have the world figured out. And then you get older, you're like, we're all fucking guessing here. Like, we're just shooting in the dark, and hopefully it works. And it doesn't make it any easier. I mean, I don't have kids, and I'll never will have kids, but it's not any easier when you have to then sacrifice things for someone else and that you've created.
Especially when you basically learn from your parents.
Yeah, and a lot of times your past trauma or the way you were raised or the way your belief system were or the way society around you was, it's hard to then raise your kids to then believe in other things. Like we live in a time now where people still have a hard time with women empowerment, or have a hard time with people that are LGBTQ, people of different races. We still live in that world, and it's 2020, and all of that. 2022.
You skipped 2 years.
Yeah, and a lot of that
went back 2 years.
A lot of that stems from essentially just people that are unfortunate victims of their circumstances of society, and they didn't educate themselves, and they didn't better themselves, and they didn't take time to learn things because maybe they were too busy
or unlearn bad behavior
because they didn't work on themselves, or they didn't have time to do that because they are raising kids and forcing that onto their kids without even subconsciously knowing they were doing it. It's not easy being a parent. So like, a lot of times we're throwing shade here at pop culture parents, but at the end of the day, as a listener, is give your parents a little slack, you know.
And honestly,
no one's perfect.
That's kind of why I'm sad that Modern Family ended. Because like, they've tackled so many subjects, like, and the way that the different family dynamics are, it kind of covers pretty much all walks of life for the most part.
Or I think it's a very healthy show to watch.
Of things.
Yeah.
So like, I could only imagine as time went on what the families would have built onto and things like that would have came into the stories that would have helped really kind of like included into the rest of the world and kind of made it like, here it is.
I need to like, you know, go watch the whole, because I've just seen like random episodes.
Another user submission here. Buff says, just saying, Marty McFly's mom tried to bang her future son.
Yeah, but she didn't know that.
She kissed him and was like, it feels like kissing a relative.
Yeah, she did stop after after kissing her brother.
Interesting. She did. She was a horn dog. There it is.
Good for her. Get it.
Bang your sons. All right. Don't do that.
Calvin Klein.
Next mom.
Ash Ketchum's mom. Or I just had the name up. Hold on.
I don't. Delilah?
Delilah Ketchum.
Never knew her name was Delilah.
I just found that out.
I didn't
today.
Know that was his last name.
Ketchum.
Ketchum.
Ash Ketchum.
He's got a Ketchum all.
Ketchum all. Yeah.
I thought that was just a saying. I didn't know it was because it was his name.
God, Heidi.
I didn't watch Pokemon.
Yeah, that's a problem. So is Ash Ketchum mom good or bad?
I would say she's a little bit of both, because she's sending her 10-year-old out into the world to try to get these.
10?
Yeah, he's only 10.
Oh, geez.
But with
no money either.
Oy.
He's basically going out in like his like summer clothes, and that's all he has.
So she knows that he's doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the realm of Pokemon is when you're essentially when you're hitting that time, the age that your journey puberty. Into adulthood, puberty, without saying pure puberty, you don't turn into pandas in this universe. You are given it your own pocket monster who is your companion, and then you go and explore the world and try to catch Pokemon.
Fun.
You would think though.
I didn't know that's what it was about. I thought they were just catching Pokemon.
That they would at least be around until he learned how to use his first Pokemon a little bit more than, all right, you got it. Okay, see ya.
Okay, the professor gave you a Pokemon? Okay, you're kicked out of the house. Go explore the world.
Out?
Kind of.
Well, that's bad.
Because she wanted the bank professor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the speculation is, that she wants to be with, like, people. Because the dad's never around, so you never know if he exists.
But let me tell you, Ash's inbox is he's got plenty of inbox room.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Professor gives him a couple extra potions.
Yeah.
Keep him out there longer.
Yeah. Bad mom. Bad mom.
I need you to catch this.
I will say she does, like, he sends Pokemon out to her so she can watch them and stuff and help around the house type deal. So I feel like
he's taking care of her.
He essentially enslaves Pokemon to be household slaves.
To help her out. Yeah.
Yeah. so she can spend more time banging Professor.
Boy.
Yeah. Oh, zero food in the house. Go see the scientist about a ball that catches your friend. Now available in gold and red. Fire red or was it? What was the blue? Or leafy green. It didn't have a green, a blue version.
No, there was blue.
In Japan, it was fire red and leafy green. And then when it came to America, it was red, blue, and then yellow. Mm-hmm. I believe that's how it went down.
We have all four. There was four of them.
They released green later, but when it was when it was first launched in Japan, I believe it was red and green, and then in America it was red and blue.
Okay.
Yeah, could be wrong. I could be wrong. We did do a Pokemon episode, but it was so long ago. All right, your last mom here. This one threw me for a loop.
And she is a mom.
Oh.
Sonya Blade.
Sonya Blade.
Who the hell is this?
From Mortal Kombat.
Finish him.
What's that? No. I know what Mortal Kombat is.
It was on HBO.
I know, and I was still confused.
It's on HBO. They fight to the death.
I know that. I got the reference of finish him.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Get over here.
And the blue guy with the
Sub-Zero.
Yeah, that guy.
Zero.
Yeah, that guy. Sure.
Okay.
Sonya Blade doesn't have anything cool. Sonya Blade.
So
she's just kicking That's not her. She's kick-ass.
Yeah, she is a kick-ass mom. She trains her daughter to
Wait, you be have her like as good her. Mom?
Yeah, okay. I would say she's a good mom. She basically trains her to be like her, but also with the powers of Johnny Cage.
Since
he's an egomaniac.
He's the father.
He's basically...
He's the baby daddy.
What is he?
The man.
He's a person.
He's an actor who's full of himself. He's like, yeah, I could do this.
He thinks he's an A-list actor, but he's like a B or C.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like, yeah, sure, I'll sign that, do whatever. It's like, no, just get out. Yeah.
So she trains her daughter to be like her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say she trains her to be like her and like more toward, well, this is a spoiler, I will say, for Mortal Kombat 11. She gives her own life to make sure that her daughter can complete the mission of one of the tasks for the Force that they do.
Well, that's cool.
Why?
R.I.P. Sonya Blade.
Why would you...
That sounds like a good mom, though, like teaching her stuff because she knows good skills.
She
only...
What are you doing? She didn't want her
smash.
To die. Yeah,
what was this mission? Now I want to know. Like, that you had to sacrifice yourself.
It was the end of the last Mortal Kombat game before that. Like, pretty much a few of the good guys actually became evil. Like
okay.
Kang, Raiden, and I can't remember who the other
one was. So let me ask you this. In this mission that you had to kill herself
for? You're going to be here all day.
No. It's just this one question, right? In this mission that she went and had to die for so that her daughter could complete it, did she put herself in that situation to start with?
No.
In the realm of Mortal Kombat is you have to fight for your freedom and your life.
So they're slaves.
There's other dimensions and you have to compete in Mortal Kombat to keep the possession of your realm. And if the Shadow Realm comes and wins,
I know about the Shadow Realm.
The Shadow Realm will come and take over your world and you then cease to exist.
So they don't do it with cards in this.
No.
Oh,
it's not Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, it's not like Yu-Gi-Oh.
They do it with their fists.
I want to take you to the Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
Their fists and their kicks.
All right.
Oh. Falcon Punch?
No. We're going to do a 1-2 punch here.
One, two.
Not Mortal Kombat style, but animation style.
Oh?
Fox Animation. So we're going to start off.
These more of your picks?
Yeah, so the last four here are pretty much mine, but I threw two. I threw an extra one in here because I feel like they bounce off each other really well.
Okay.
So a bad mom from the animation at Fox, Lois Griffin.
Fantastic. That baby's just all over the place. No one's watching that baby.
Yeah, but... Well, I don't think you need to when he's inventing ray guns and
But they don't
teleporters.
Know that.
Okay. She
makes fun of her daughter Meg to the point where Meg probably has some problems. Meg
she has a sex change.
Yeah, in one of the episodes she does.
Yeah.
I think her name's Steve.
Oh god, it's a bad name.
But they just torture Meg.
Yeah.
Not a good mom.
And
Chris has an evil monkey in his closet.
No one believes him for that. I will say something with Chris though. Like Peter and Chris went to go get groceries. She was like, that's the one thing I have in this house, and you took this away from me. And she was ready to, like, throw fists at them. I was like, okay.
Why don't you get a job, Lois?
Yeah, she tried. That nightclub downstairs.
I can't do a Lois impression.
And then Peter was like, no, we can't have that.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know. She just doesn't watch the baby, and that's...
Smash them.
Or the kids.
You got Brian for that.
They're all neglected.
Yeah, your talking dog.
Just hanging out with the dog.
But the talking dog is also trying to get with her, too.
Yeah.
Okay. A creepy thing.
All right. Yeah. So, but the dog is technically an adult. because he's sitting there drinking martinis, smoking cigars and stuff. So we're not living
that's what you're letting your baby hang out with.
World. Sure, why not?
Smoking cigars, let's get drinking to... martinis.
He's singing Frank Sinatra.
Lowest banged whoever Hey Arnold's dad was, and that's the only acceptable outcome.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So we're going to get with a mom who this family has gone through so much. Fires, storm damage. Every single time this business starts feeling like it's going, something happens and it just gets shut down. Next door neighbors are cooking dead bodies, allegedly.
Yeah.
Her kids are just fucking crazy. She's just
not crazy. They're just like they're weird. Wacky kids.
They're weird, wacky kids. And this mother just keeps it all together. She is the glue to this family. She is the meat to this. She is the buns to this burger. And that's Linda. Linda is a good mom. The only thing she does is she had raccoons in the alley and she wanted to keep them because they're cute. Linda is a fantastic mom. No matter how hard life gets for this family, she just keeps everybody on their keeps everybody happy. She keeps the morale of the family up. She's down there. She's cooking burgers. She's a good wife to her husband, to the point where they go out of their way to always make sure mom feels special till they threw her couch away. But
they threw her couch away? Why?
Because she wanted to keep that couch. It had a lot of sentimental value.
Oh, never thought.
Linda is a great
Linda.
Mom.
You do a good Linda voice,
and I cannot love wait. It. See, even Buff says that.
Yeah,
Linda is a saint.
Linda's pretty great.
Yes. So Lois, bad mom. Linda, fantastic mom. All right. Now this is my last pick for good mom, and this goes to a character that I'm not a huge fan of, but if this mom doesn't do a good job, it could be the end of the world, end of the universe, end of the galaxy, everything. This dude can just end everything we know and love if he did not have a good mom.
Marge Simpson.
To crash land into. And I'm going to go with Martha. Martha Kent from Superman. If Superman does not crash on that farm, have you ever seen Brightburn?
Yes, yeah, I have.
It could be a shit show, you know?
I will say the mom in that is bad.
Yeah. You have to play a real fine line when kids go through the adulthood change and they get a little rambunctious.
Yeah, when they have superpowers.
When your kid has superpowers. And Martha killed it. You know, yeah. She did a great job. She raised an honorable young boy who turned out to be the greatest superhero alive.
Yeah, right.
I don't think so.
No. I mean, as a superhero, he's really fucking... I mean, I'm not a fan of him, but he's the OG. He's the daddy.
Uh-huh. Ew. Look at this stone. I can't do shit now.
Everyone has a weakness, and his is a rock and his mother's name. Relax.
Why'd
you say that name?
All right. Our last mom that was alluded to in the chat that we have our last debate here too is Mrs. Voorhees. Is she a good mom or is she a bad mom?
She's bad.
She's a bad person.
She's a bad mom.
She's a bad person.
In the original timeline, I'll give it to you. Now she's just murdering random people.
Yeah. But I mean,
she's a hurt mother.
Technically, okay. He's dead. So yeah. She's just, she ain't got no kids no more. She's
making sure it never happens again.
Doing whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how does she know it's going to happen again?
She's just assuming. She
doesn't even want to risk
them kids having sex and they're not paying attention.
Yeah, but the worst part was it's not like she was killing the campers while kids were there and they were misbehaving.
She's kind of killing everyone.
She killed them before anybody showed up. They were painting the house type deal.
Yeah, get the fuck off the
land.
And
she's just killing everyone. Like,
this
not even just
sacred.
The
campers. She was sending a message.
It's
basically
not even just the counselor. She's killing everyone.
And if they would have listened to that guy on the bike, don't go up there. But he's a crazy guy. Don't listen to him.
Yeah. So you're on the bad mom train.
In the movie.
Yes.
The before, because I'm assuming she killed the other counselors that actually let her
the first time.
Around.
Yeah, I think
sure.
So.
That's a little different. I think that's more of a protective mom. You know, she's super spiteful at this point.
Yeah, like she catches that girl on the road. She didn't even get there yet.
Yeah. Like
she just kills her. She's like, nope.
That kind of stuff is what I.
She just didn't she didn't want the place to open back up again at all.
Pamela is a saint. Then, her poor boy, Jason. His name was Jason. And today is his birthday.
So that movie came out in the early 80s, right? I would say. Maybe 70s?
70s.
Right? Okay. Don't murder anybody. Oh, the cabin is going to start to reopen? Light it on fire. Nobody's going to find you then.
But killing is more fun.
Okay, but if you wanted to...
And it makes a better movie.
Sure, but I'm just, that's not really the point. I'm just saying, like, if you were that against it reopening, destroy it. It's not like those people were always there.
That's why I don't, like, oh, yeah, she was trying to kill the counselors, but then he's just like, okay, kill everyone.
Because they killed his mom.
The counselors...
Well, yeah, they did at the end.
They're the ultimate.
But not
get off
everyone
my,
else.
Get They're off my lawn, everyone. Family. Yeah.
They even killed Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
After Love Me.
Oh, yeah, I knew you were going to do it.
Anthony, where do you lie on Pam? Good mom or bad mom?
I would say she's bad, but I would say I agree with Nikolai. The first time around, she had good intentions of getting rid of people who did not watch her kid.
So what I learned for this podcast, real quick, Anthony, I'm sorry, is we're all for vigilantism.
I don't
Not entirely. No, I don't think those people should have killed Freddy.
Call the cops.
Yeah, call the cops. Let him go to jail. Yeah, sure. Go murdering teenagers?
Yeah, because no. You know what? In this case, I feel like they probably wouldn't have gotten in trouble if she went to the cops.
Yeah.
Like, Freddy's case, he probably would have.
Yeah.
But in this case, they would have just been like, especially back in the 80s, they would have been like, accidents happen.
I think with Freddy, though, I think they tried to take him to court and stuff, and then it got, like, dismissed. And that's why the parents kind of revolted to it. Mm. But I'm not sure if that's from the remake or if it's from like Freddy versus Jason also had its own kind of like story to that and stuff. So,
well, yeah, Pamela Voorhees was made sure no one got it on. Sex is bad. And Buff has the one last one here. So, worst mom, the mom from Camp Sleepaway.
Sleepaway Camp.
Sleepaway Camp.
Wait a second.
Sleepaway Camp. I don't even remember the mom in Sleepaway Camp. I just remember the girl running around killing people.
Yeah, she basically forced.
The son to be a girl.
Yeah,
and that's why she goes crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never saw it, did you?
I did, but I'm just trying to how we could tiptoe around that, not get canceled by saying the wrong thing.
The mom forced her to be a girl, and she was a boy.
Yeah.
There's one thing between on the inside feeling like you're a different gender versus someone
actually
telling you are this.
Yeah. I'm going to dress you up like a girl, even though you're a boy. Yeah.
It's like Gypsy Rose almost. Like, you're sick, Gypsy. I'm going to put a feeding tube in your stomach.
Yeah. Well, that's like a whole other thing.
Yeah. All right. We did it. We went through bad and good moms. Did we miss anything that you can think of that you want to add to the list? Mm-hmm. I don't have photos.
Joan Crawford was terrible. Mommy Dearest.
Another terrible TV mom? Kris Jenner.
Yeah, that don't count. She's real life.
I know, joking. All right. Nikolai.
That would be like saying the entire cast of Teen Mom.
Yeah.
On all seasons.
Yeah.
Except maybe like a small handful.
I didn't even watch. I just remember when it first came out and I was like,
I watched that one team.
Why is this a thing?
I watched that one Teen Mom episode on the internet where the mom did things to raise money for her child.
Okay. All I know is I watched
one that got a boob job and then waxed her daughter's eyebrows.
What? Yeah, but way Tara. After that.
Farrah.
She made a porno.
That's the one.
That makes it all
the same
better.
One, I think.
Yeah, I did research for
that. That's the same one we're talking about.
I watched it for the sake of the podcast. I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Not at all.
I'm just really into pop culture.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wink.
Wink, wink.
What does it say? No wire hangers.
No more wire hangers.
Nikolai, what do you got to plug?
That's one thing. My mom, when I was little,
or don't.
I asked my mom, like, or I don't know how we were talking about this, like what I could call her. And she's like, I don't care what you call me. Just don't call me Mommy Dearest because she's a bad mom. Like, she's terrible.
Guess what I'm going to call your mom now?
She'll hate it. She'll get herself upset.
I won't mean it. Your mom's fantastic. All right. What do we got? Another comment here. Another great show. Not cool in high school. Enjoyed it a lot. Well, thank you for hanging out for the whole thing. We're going to go through our plugs here. So make sure you hang out for our plugs. And like I said, share, like, let people know that this exists.
Share,
we'll start with you, Nikolai. What do you got here?
So over the weekend, Ma Chunk Vampires came to the studio to record part of their music video. They're new on the scene. It's all inspired by Jim Thorpe. And they're killing it. It's all like... They're listed as like vampire rock. I don't necessarily fully know what that term falls under, but because I love horror movies so much, I like obviously vampire movies. Mm-hmm. So that kind of music, I pull as almost as if it was like a movie score, a lot of it. So if you are into the fans of like movie score kind of music where they're horror movies that like songs get pulled, like Queen of the Damned, if you're a fan of that, or things like that, where, you know, it kind of has that similar style of song.
Yeah.
Yes. But they're great. So go check them out.
Yeah, you can head over to our link tree, and there is a tab on there for our show sponsors. Make sure you click on that and head over and check out Cabana Entertainment. I think I put it on there. I might not have put it on there. Oh. If it's not on the sponsor tab, it's definitely on the link tree. You can head over to Cabana Entertainment.
Well, you can find us either way, anywhere you look, just at Cabana Entertainment, except for Twitter, because Cabana Entertainment is way too long. So it's just K period. I think it's a period anyway. E period official.
There it is.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Just some new stuff on my YouTube channel, and go check out Doctor Strange 2 Into the Multiverse. Fantastic movie.
What is the grace period that we can do an episode on that?
Right now. Let's talk about it.
I don't know, like a month?
A month?
Yeah, I'd say about a month.
Yeah, sure.
A
month or two.
Because people are already spoiling it all over the internet.
That's why I rushed to go see it today. I was like, I got to go see it because people are going to ruin it. One thing got ruined for me. And I was happy, but I was also disappointed that I didn't get to experience it in the theater. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is not it's a spoiler, but it's out long enough. Spider-Man. I honestly did not know that Daredevil from the Netflix series was going to be in the movie. And then when he showed on screen, I legit had a reaction, which is fun. Yeah. That's what you want. You want, like, I'm a big wrestling fan too, and I hate when people are like, oh, it's going to happen like this tonight. Like, listen, if your product's that predictable that I can tell you it's going to happen, that's fine. I figured it out myself. But for you to know and then tell everybody, I think it sucks.
I mean, that's like Professor Xavier being shown in the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't really need, like, you could have showed one of the other characters that we don't physically have ingrained in our head as this particular actor, and it would have been better.
Yeah. Xavier was in the trailer, but I still think there's a part of Xavier that you may not expect that
maybe
I think
not.
Is cool.
I'm just saying, though, it's just seeing him as Patrick Stewart on the screen, it's like, we know who that is. Where if it was like a random character that like they're doing a different or an alternative version of, we may not necessarily pick up as strong of an opinion.
Yeah. Buff says the thing. It's Sam Raimi, baby. I'm so looking forward to it. Listen, if you're a Sam Raimi fan,
you're gonna
fucking love it. I've been on a really big Evil Dead kick. I watched part one, then I watched part two last night. I didn't watch Army of Darkness yet, but I probably will watch tonight. I'll probably put on some Fortnite or something and mess around, or put some like a video game on, because Friday the new video game drops.
Yep.
So if you are on Xbox, you can add the IWEP network. That is my personal Xbox gamer tag. If you're on Xbox, IWEP network, not the just IWEP network. And you can add us. We're going to have a group like that's going to be a game that probably everyone on this podcast and friends of the podcast will be playing and having fun with. I hope we had the same experience when Friday the 13th came out.
That was a fun game.
Dude, honestly, if I can get another group of people to play that again, I would 100% go back and play that game.
I would play it again, too.
Yeah, that was a really fun game. And it was really cool that when the matchmaking, like when the first game first came out, you couldn't do matchmaking.
Yeah.
So you literally had to find a group of people. And like everyone was on the same page with the party chat and everything like that. It was so much fun. I really hope Evil Dead really replicates that. So if you really want to be a part of that, like Heidi's going to buy her own copy of the game and play on the downstairs Xbox.
That's awesome.
So we can all play. Like Heidi doesn't play video games, but she's excited for this game.
Well, like even with like the Friday the 13th, now I don't know what they're going with on this one or not, but like I, at that point when that game came out, didn't watch any of the Friday the 13th movies because it just didn't really like interest me.
Yeah.
For Jason, but seeing the maps and stuff and then going and watching when the box set came out, I'm like, oh, I played that map. I hid in that cabin.
Yep.
Oh, and like...
Yeah, Sam Raimi and Danny Elfman's score.
Yeah, Danny Elfman's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's tons of Evil Dead references in there. Like, there's...
The way it's filmed.
The way it's filmed, the way he pulls sound effects out. It's a horror movie. Like, it feels like... There's points where they're going to jump scare you. Like, there's dark stuff in this movie. It's really good. If Bruce Campbell is in it, wink, all of you at once, super close to the camera, and then I'll drive 45 minutes to see it.
That's about as close as we can get.
Also stay for the second end credit scene. Just put that out there. Anyway.
It's over.
Go home.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a great movie. Go enjoy it. It's fucking so much fun.
Yeah. It's a blast.
Yeah.
Blasty blast.
And the best thing to do in the movie with Sam Raimi movies is you look for the car. Mm-hmm. As soon as it came on screen, I elbowed Nikolai. I'm like, oh, there it is. He goes, I see it.
Okay.
All right. Heidi, what do you got to plug?
Just IWEP Network. All of it.
Real quick, I want to do one more evil thing. Well, that'll be my plug. The Evil Dead video game plug. I've been watching stuff for it. If you haven't been checking out the stuff for the video game, so the way it's going to work is you and I think it's four players.
I think so.
Four or three. It's either four or three. Work together to try to defeat the Deadites to win the match. There's different requirements on how you can win the match. I don't know them all yet. I didn't
you
get that far.
You can also play as the Deadites, though.
Or you can do a PvP where it's four against one. But when you play as Deadites, you don't actually play as Deadites, like Dead by Daylight, where you walk around physically as a character and attack people. What you're doing is almost like a base building where you select what Deadites come out of this spawn and which ones come out of this one, and then they attack for you. And then while they're doing things, you're still going around set. Like,
so you don't get to play as Bill Moseley?
No. So and then there's jump scares in the game. So when you go to open up a chest or you walk past a certain spot that someone puts a trap, you will get a legit on your screen jump scare. Like, your screen will change, a demon will pop and scream really loud and legit scare you.
Great.
But one of the other ways you can lose besides dying is losing your insanity, like in Evil Dead 2 when Bruce is in the cabin and all the things are making all the noises and he goes fucking crazy. He loses his insanity. He's open for possession and he can make a bad choice. So if you have a gun and you become insane, you can shoot your teammate by accident because you don't know who's who. So that's an element to the game too, where insanity, or you can be you can take control of a tree and then someone walks by you and you swipe at them with a tree. Just swipe, nothing
so they're
crazy.
Kind of Wizard of Oz them.
Yes. So yeah. There's a lot. So essentially that's kind of what I could be completely wrong. You might be able to take over a character, run around and play. Yeah. But from what I've seen, it looks like base building where when you're the bad guy, you're kind of setting the traps and making like trying to kill everybody.
I have the thing up right here. Yeah. It says step into the shoes of Ash Williams or his friends from the iconic Evil Dead franchise and work together in a game loaded with over the top co-op and PvP. Multiplayer action. Play as a team of four survivors, exploring, looting, managing your fear, and finding key items to seal the breach between the worlds in a game inspired by all three original Evil Dead films, as well as the Starz original Ash vs. Evil Dead TV series.
Yes. No remake, but this team has huge ambitions to add more and more to the game. They had huge ambitions to do it for Friday the 13th, but unfortunately with licensing, they had to stop. But it is pretty cool that they are releasing the game on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
That is cool. So, yeah, go play that new game. Like I said,
and
add
actually,
us.
There's a Texas Chainsaw game coming out, too.
Ooh. Is it really?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Friday the 13th and stuff. It's like a independent thing coming around.
That's sick. I want all of it. I like these hide and seek. The hide and seek aspect of Friday the 13th was so much fucking mm-hmm. good.
Especially, but, like, if you try to talk in the microphone, like, it's like, uh-oh.
And they can Jason, also, I Jason am. Can hear you.
Yes. And if you sprint too much, he can hear you running through the woods. Yeah. It was such a cool.
And then
cool...
you hurt your leg and you're like,
yeah. So much fun, but definitely go the detail. I don't know what the detail is. Is that Delta? The Delta? Oh yeah, the car, the Sam Raimi's car that he puts in all the movies. Yeah. Yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out. We will see you guys hopefully
2 weeks.
2 weeks. We'll definitely be back in 2 weeks. We don't have a topic yet for the show. If there's something you guys want us to talk about, or maybe we didn't really do a movie review. We just like a topic, like moms and pop culture. So we're trying to always give something different, so it's not just a movie review podcast.
Right.
So we'll figure something out, and we'll get to you guys on social media and let you know what it is. If you have any ideas, while the credits are rolling, put some ideas in the chat. Maybe we'll look, we'll mull over them. Reviews on Apple help out a lot. If you can review us on Apple or leave a 5-star on Spotify, Facebook, you can leave reviews. That helps out a lot too. Or just leave, if you don't want to go and click off this video, leave us some kind words while the credits are going, and we'll put it up in the chat so people can see. you know, it's nice to get feedback, and we're very thankful for Buff, Everett, for all both hanging out here tonight. Yeah. and giving us participation. I think that's good, because when more people start participating, more people are like, oh, that's cool that they did a podcast as well as interact with a live crowd. I feel like we try to do something a little different. We incorporate the live stream with a podcast, so you can still listen to this on its own and get the enjoyment of a podcast, at least I hope so, but there's an element that you guys get if you tune in live. Your mom said great show. That means a lot. Your mom, you got our backs. But once again, if you get any t-shirts or merchandise from our website, or if you donate on Patreon or anything like that, send a picture of you with that merchandise and let us know you have it, so we can.
You with the Patreon. I did it.
Yeah, I did it. Screenshot it. No, anything. Like, just let us know you're there, and we want to thank you guys personally for it. So thank you so much. That's gonna do it for episode 110. See you in 2 weeks, or if horror or Disney or Star Wars pop up, you never know.
Yeah.
They might just show up one day. But not cool. The horror one will be Carrie when we do go live. So we're gonna be talking about the original Carrie movie, and we're excited for that. But we'll see you guys next time. We're out of here.